I guess where it comes back to the financials, Chairman, is our management fees of $238 million last year and performance fees of $28 million last year, very much driven by us being unhedged. So it's in relation to the accounts in the extent that it plays through into our biggest revenue earner, which is our fees, which is our ability to generate fees from our performance. So I do think it is relevant to the accounts. Kerr's welcome to speak during the formal business. Most CEOs normally do. You mentioned about chasing the wholesale market. I know Gary Weaven was in the press, the head of industry funds management, the other week, saying that he's going to drive substantial margin contraction from fund managers, that he sees 30, 40, 50 basis point contractions, that the days of the easy big fees are gone. Now, traditionally, we've had a beautiful sort of over the average margin, largely reliant on our very loyal retail customer base. How confident are you that you're going to be able to generate good margins, good fee income from the wholesale funds, which you've talked about as targeting, given their public pronouncements about being determined to drive down margins? Like, are we going to hold the line as we have in the past, or is the reality that the days of the easy sort of 1%, etc., are gone, and we're going to have to accept lower margins but hopefully great volumes courtesy of our terrific outperformance?
The answer to that question is that the wholesale market is very different to the retail markets, and there is no doubt that in the standard space, the wholesale management fees, even for premium managers, are probably closer to 50 cents than they are to a dollar. Our strategy in the wholesale market is essentially to look for mandates where there is an alignment of interest between superannuation funds, the investors, and ourselves as the fund manager. And to that end, we're generally looking to go via the performance fee type approach. I actually was chairman of the largest wholesale fund in Australia, the State Super Fund, for 8 years. And increasingly over that period, we did find that incentive fees were a very effective way to get that alignment of interest, so that we are very much approaching the wholesale fund in the belief that the outperformance we have been able to generate in the past is something which is able to be sustained in the future, and we will derive mandates based on trying to share in a percentage of that outperformance, which we think then, combined with the flat fee structure, will give us a very adequate return on our investment activity.